I am master in every circumstance. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I am master in every circumstance. Recently, the world experienced some pretty tough experiences. Some pretty tough experiences with the ocean, with the land, with the world. And everywhere, stories come to us of nobility. Stories come to us where people have said, I am master of my world. I am in charge of all circumstances. All is in divine order now. All is in divine order now. And when we say all is in divine order now, we have to believe it. A drowning man has to just let go and let the ocean take it where it will, and shortly thereafter it'll spit him out if he can hold into it and hold onto it and be ready to experience all that is good and beautiful. One of our students who was visiting in Sri Lanka was there at the time that the ocean talked to the land. And she writes to us of her experience, which was quite dramatic, quite demanding. But at all times she kept in her thought, all is in divine order. She used some traditional thoughts, but she kept saying, all is in divine order. And so here it is a few days later, and she writes to us, dearest friends, New Year's greetings. She puts first things first. Sharing my thought process, a story that might allow others to think positively about life. I would like to tell the story, she says. I attended a wedding of my niece in Sri Lanka. One of my sisters lives there. We also form part of the retinue escorting the bride and groom to India, where the groom lives. When we returned to Sri Lanka, after lunch on Christmas Day, a large group of us, including family and friends who traveled to a beach hotel in the northeast sector of the island. The next morning, while most of us were at the breakfast buffet, a raging sound of wind and a massive wall of wave hit us. It was about 8:45 in the morning. I was swept away as more of the gigantic waves began to pound on everything. I do not know how to swim. I kept repeating a Bible verse, I will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. I was being dragged down to the bottom and had a lot of salt water in my belly. I asked God, tell me what to do. An angel thought said to me, cycle, paddle, use your legs. And so I did, even while furniture around was hitting me and sandwiching me. I kept bobbing up and down. Then the pounding went on. I remember the scientific statement of being in its essence and declared in my thought the omnipotence of God is greater with me than with the elements. I claimed the omnipresence of God and the omniscience of God. I noticed an iron bar and held on with hand and chin up. I held the mental image of Jesus calming the storm. There was a storm and rain that poured down as well. The bangs on the left side of my head and the right thigh seemed to take over. I lost consciousness for a few moments, but my grip on the iron bar stayed. While I regained consciousness, the water was at waist level. I realized my blouse was not on me. I kept on believing that God, omniscience, omnipresence, would cover me. When the water receded further, I noticed my tattered but still wearable blouse was stuck to a broken piece of furniture. With joy and gratitude, I retrieved it. My spectacles were missing, and I said, God is my vision, my sight. I walked toward the sound of voices and spotted fisher boys who graciously held me and helped me until I was on safer ground. It was now past 10 a.m. Three people in our group were dead. All survivors were injured. We walked barefooted. It was 6 p.m. or so by the time we had transport to make the 3 to 4 hour journey to my sister's place in the hilly Kandy. Later, we were told that the tremors of the earthquake were even felt in the hilly Kandy districts. During the night, drive a huge white elephant monopolized the road at one point. During the night drive, a huge white elephant monopolized the road at one point, and we all kept calm. No more of the herd came along, and eventually the driver overtook the majestic jungle king. A German couple working in Sri Lanka and good friends of my sister were in our company. They had minimum injuries. They helped me through the German embassy to return to Singapore on a wheelchair. I had to be x-rayed. There were no broken bones, just muscle tear and swellings on head, thigh, legs, bruises, and open wounds here and there. I still needed a walker to support my walking when using the stairs. I salute the country folks of Sri Lanka. Muslim ladies gave their scarves to cover the naked and the semi-naked. A Muslim lady gave a long-sleeved shirt to wear and t-shirts, and two young Russian girls who joined our walking group, these two girls were in bikinis as they had intended to go swimming. Nothing is left of the hotel, which was just one story building. Someone passed a bottle of water and we took a tiny sip as we did not want to take advantage of their kindness. A lot of salt water began dripping down my nose and I slapped my spine from time to time to get out more from my lungs. Later, the doctor told me my lungs were clear. Join me and let us celebrate life together. Cheers. Much, much, much love. Vatam. Here's a lady who only days earlier suffered some very severe experiences, and she came through like a magic lady. She came through like a master because she is a master. Totally in charge of her world, totally in charge of all the experiences that happen. In these recent days, many things have happened around the world where it would cause us to be upset, cause us to be deeply in concern. And yet, all of those who held true to the idea that God is the answer, all is in divine order, all is peace and all is right, found that all is peace and all is right. No matter what the circumstances are that we face, we can say to ourselves, all is in divine order. I am master in every circumstance. I let my thought be gentle and loving. I let my ideas be kind and thoughtful. And as I do this, all things work out in divine right order. All things work out in divine right order. For I am the master of my thought. I am the master of my consciousness. I am the master of all that is. I am master in every circumstance. With this realization, I walk through the path in life, and I know that I am in charge. Have a lovely day, and know that you are in charge, and all is in divine order, for I am master in every circumstance.